listening to us on 91.5 FM in Ottawa-Gatineau, 107.5 in Kingston. Well, today at Ottawa City Hall, the Community and Protective Services Committee heard just what its residents think of the 2016 draft budget. Community delegates turned out to give their feedback on issues ranging from daycare to housing to health, sports, and arts and culture. Funding for the redevelopment of Arts Court is one of the items in the 2016 budget. So is money for the expansion of the Ottawa Gallery and La Nouvelle Scène. But setting those aside, my next two guests say that the draft budget doesn't add up to enough when it comes to arts, culture, and heritage. Victoria Steele is Executive Director of the AOE Arts Council. Catherine Lindquist is Executive Director of the Council of Heritage Organizations in Ottawa. They're both members of the Ottawa Cultural Alliance, and they're both with me in studio. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello, Alan.
So, Victoria, I'll start with you. In your opinion, what is missing from the city draft budget when it comes to the arts?
Well, first, I'd like to say what is there. Just, we really appreciate city support of Arts Court development, La Nouvelle Scène, making sure that the city has the facilities that we need. However, in 2012, there was a six-year plan put together with lots of consultation from the community that was a plan to make major investment into the culture scene in Ottawa so that we arrive at sort of average per capita funding comparable to other major Canadian cities. And we're halfway through that plan. It's year three, moving into year four, and not all of those investments have been made. It's behind schedule. The city's budget issues, of course, are reasonably well known, but we're significantly behind on the investments,
when
a lot of those investments in the plan.
Significantly behind. What kind of numbers are we talking about, and for what?
Yeah, the goal was to invest an additional $4.95 million into the support of everything cultural in the city, from museums to festivals to arts organizations and artists. And halfway through, the city's been able to add $1.1 million, which is 22%. And so 78% of those investments remain to be done. And at the moment, they're, aside from inflationary increases, for which we are, of course, very thankful, but the rest of those investments, 78%, are still not planned for the next 3 years. So our goal is to try to get the rest of this plan back on track.
Catherine, is it clear why that's happened?
No, it isn't clear, Alan, and we're a number of us around the table at the Ottawa Cultural Alliance. It's six umbrella groups that have come together. We're just catching up as well. Some of us are new in our roles, and we're not clear how the plan might have fallen off the track. And in fact, as we were leaving the committee, who are still in discussion right now, some of those questions were being asked. How do we make sure that the mechanism is in place to keep this being monitored or refreshed as needed? So we definitely agree with that. And I think we've raised a lot of awareness around the plan.
Victoria, if we don't know exactly how it is that it became derailed, if it indeed it has, do we know when that happened? At what point was it people not fighting for it? Was there no one on city council who was paying attention to what the plan was supposed to be?
Well, I'm sure councillors do their very best, but we were actually just listening to some of them today talking about it. There's an awful lot of money in those budgets. And one of the councillors said, you know, when we approve a six-year plan like this, it would be really good if we had more sort of regular updates so we can see where things are at.
Regular updates from?
From city staff. And that's something that we as the Cultural Alliance are looking for to be as aware as possible of where things are at. When this was approved in 2012, of course, there was a little asterisk that said subject to budget, which of course is true for everything. Mm-hmm. But there was an expectation that the plan would be moving forward at a faster pace than obviously where it is right now. The first year, we did reasonably well. It was unanimously approved by council in 2012. So in 2013, we did reasonably well. In 2014, somewhat as well, and really started to slow down in 2015. And now in 2016, we're looking at an inflationary adjustment to groups in the community that are supported by city council, but there's no additional investments in the growth of this plan to make the per capita investment equal to average with other cities.
And I just want to clarify, because I haven't seen the plan in question, is were things bookmarked directly, i.e. this much money will be going to this organization by this point? Was it that specific in the plan?
Not organization by organization, but buckets were identified so that operating funding or grants to groups and so on were clear. Areas like get the word out, promoting culture, were identified. So there were sub-buckets.
But we have a sense that groups would then apply to get funding?
Yes. Okay. So in different capacities, whether that word there, a capacity building grant or a operating grant. So those areas were clear, and some of those had more money assigned to them. So you had a sense of priority in that sense. I think just to put in context, too, to get our head around this average figure among other large Canadian cities, we're at about $3.28 per person per year. So think of that as a cup of coffee. Uh-huh. And if we could just increase by that much to get to average, we would be, we're at $7.22 now.
It's $7.22 right now, and the average is $10.50.
We need $3.28 more, the cost of a coffee, to get us up to just the average level. Huh. So that's what we're looking at here, a very small amount of money, and we're really working hard with city staff and councillors to try and make that happen.
Is there a sense, Victoria, of what happens next?
Well, they're still discussing right now as we speak, but clearly this plan was developed jointly with city staff and city council. There's clearly a desire that we want to keep working together. So I would say that's positive. Whether or not any additional investments are going to be able to be put into the 2016 budget remains to be seen. Maybe we'll know by the time we get back to the council
we
chamber.
Pulled you out to come in here to talk.
I just want your listeners to understand that when we're talking about this, we're talking about over 300 organizations that are literally in every corner of this city, from museums to festivals to small arts groups. Like the chair of my board has a small puppet theater company working with kids in schools. So sometimes when you think about cultural things, you think of large events. But it really is very comprehensive and hits all across our region.
I'd love to hear from people on this. allinaday@cbc.ca is our email address. Victoria Steele is Executive Director of the AOE Arts Council. Catherine Lindquist, Executive Director of the Council of Heritage Organizations in Ottawa. They are both members of the Ottawa Cultural Alliance. Both of you, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Alan.
And you can also tweet us, too. CBC All In A Day.